the deal is, for people who are just joining, Lindor and Carlos Carrasco to the Mets for Andrés Giménez, Amed Rosario, Josh Wolf, who's the MLB pipeline has him rated as the Mets' ninth best prospect. He's a right-handed pitcher chosen in the 2019 draft. And Isaiah Green, who was chosen 69th overall in 2020, an outfielder. A lot of people, and there are a lot of glowing reports on Isaiah Green. He was ranked their 10th prospect. So that is the deal. You know, and I'm looking at it, and if we assume that that Cleveland was looking for some sort of balanced package, is it easy or is it correct for us to sit here and assume that they would have asked the Jays for one of Biggio and Gurriel at least to start?
Yeah, I think that much is fair for sure. And there was reporting, I think it was by Terry Pluto, if I remember, who said that Gurriel was a target for Cleveland in any trade. So I think that's fair for sure.
Okay, so Gurriel is kind of the fills of the 4 to 5 year major leaguer controllable major league role. What would we be looking at, do you think, in terms of other prospects? Are we talking guys like Simeon Wood Richardson, Jordan Groshans, or are we working down a little lower in the food chain?
I think it would be a little lower. I think that, you know, let's say that Gurriel would have been a centerpiece for argument's sake. I think Espinal would probably be a logical guy to go back. Just, you know, you think infielder to infielder. That always kind of made sense to me. And then you look at the way these trades tend to work. You're usually looking 3-4 players, and you kind of see these teams try to diversify. So you see some players in the lower minors. If you have two position players coming who are close to major league ready, you're probably going to see some pitchers going back from the lower minor leagues. So is that a Quaffenstein? You know, Woods Richardson, I think, probably a little higher than what the Blue Jays would have had to give up just based on this return.
Right.
So you're probably talking about some lower names and maybe some lower level guys that your average Jays fan isn't that familiar with.